Previously in Chapter 7.
What key, Merlin? We've faced enchanted forests and dragons. What more must we endure?
A prophecy hidden within the ancient scrolls of Avalon speaks of a celestial mirror. To find it, you must journey to the caverns of Whispering Shadows.
What truths do you hold, Celestial Mirror?
The Celestial Mirror has shown you the path forward. Trust in each other, for the challenges ahead will test not only your mettle, but the bonds that unite you.
The Shadows of Whispering Shadows were just the beginning of their trials. The fate of Camelot teetered on the precipice of uncertainty.
Chapter 8, Shadows of Betrayal. The Knights of Avalon. In the dimly lit corridors of Camelot, whispers of betrayal echoed through the stone walls. Lancelot's choice to prioritize loyalty over love had sent ripples of tension among the knights, and the shadows of doubt began to creep into the hearts of Arthur's most trusted. As the knights gathered in the training yard, Sir Gawain's gaze bore into Lancelot.
Your loyalty may have won the day, Lancelot, but the price may be higher than you think.
Lancelot, his jaw clenched, replied with a hint of frustration.
Gawain, my loyalty is unwavering. I will not allow personal matters to cloud our duty.
Meanwhile, Lady Morgana, always attuned to the undercurrents of the kingdom, approached Guinevere.
The choice is made, my dear. Loyalty over love. How does it sit with your heart?
Guinevere's eyes betrayed a mixture of sadness and determination.
It sits as it must, Morgana. Duty calls, and we must answer.
In the Grand Hall, King Arthur sensed the growing tension among his knights.
We are stronger together than divided. Whatever conflicts may arise, we must face them as one.
Merlin, observing from the shadows, approached Arthur with a cautionary tone.
The shadows of betrayal loom, Arthur. Keep a vigilant eye, for the unity of the Knights of Avalon is the kingdom's greatest strength.
As night fell, a clandestine meeting took place in the castle's secret chambers. Sir Gawain, his frustration boiling over, confronted Lancelot once more.
I cannot trust a knight whose heart is torn between love and duty.
Lancelot, his patience waning, retorted.
Trust is earned through actions, not words. I will prove my loyalty on the battlefield, where it matters most.
The shadows of betrayal cast a pall over Camelot as the knights grapple with their choices and loyalties. The unity of the Knights of Avalon was tested, and the kingdom stood on the brink of a conflict that could shatter the very foundation of Arthur's realm.
This concludes Chapter 8 of The Knights of Avalon, featuring actress Violeta Heiss as our guest storyteller. Kindly drop a review for Chapter 8 below and let us know. Don't forget to listen to the rest of the episodes.